All right, we're here at the Swine Health Seminar in Carolina Beach with Baron Gringelheim, and with me is Dale Polson. And Dale, could you give me your title, please?
Yeah, Dale Polson with Technical Resources in the Swine segment at BI.
Now, you're up first in presentations this morning, and the title of your presentation is Golden Rule of PRRS Control. Tell me a little bit about what you're going to be telling the people here today.
Basically, the bottom line messages, I think, are that we have a lot of tools and weapons to control PRRS if we use them at the same time and in the right ways. And the golden rule part of it is do unto your neighbor as you would have your neighbor do unto you. And applied to PRRS, golden rule of PRRS control is transmit virus unto your neighbor as your neighbor would transmit virus unto you, which basically what that implies is that if you want to maximize PRRS control, it can't be just what you do. It has to be what you and your neighbor does. And there's a lot of tools and weapons that we can bring to bear to control PRRS for any individual site. But if we want to maximize PRRS control, we need to cooperate, collaborate, and do it all at the same time.
All right. Well, you talked about a five-step process. What are those steps that you're recommending?
Yeah, the five-step process is what I think most producers and veterinarians do intuitively, and what we wanted to try and do was just standardize it. And the basic five steps are, first, what are your goals? What do you want to accomplish with your farm and your flow and your system? Second is, you have to identify what your current status is. Where are you today relative to your goals? The third is identify what your constraints are. What's holding you back from achieving your goals moving from where you are today? The fourth is to take the time and effort to assess and formulate the appropriate intervention, and that includes trying to identify what your expected ROI is, what your expected value is from what you would need to invest. And then the fifth is to actually implement and monitor. And there's a key part in the term monitor or measure because you can execute and implement and execute a lot of things, but if you don't measure it, it's hard to assess its value to you. And so that's the five-step process.
Well, I think your bottom line, too, to the producers is not to give up.
Yeah, well, that's the other part of it, and that's why, for me, the Stockdale paradox resonates as PRRS is a tough disease. It's a really tough disease. I think it's the hardest one we've ever faced. But Stockdale paradox says, confront the brutal facts, but never give up. And so confronting the brutal facts is facing the need. I think one of the brutal facts is that we need to cooperate, and that's confronting the brutal facts, but never giving up is then doing the work, because it is a lot of work to do right, but do the work to get the right plans in place and execute consistently and persistently, and not just you, but you and all your neighbors.
Why is what BI is doing to help producers fight this disease so important?
BI is a active participant in the swine industry. I mean, BI as a company is passionate about pigs. It's passionate about working with the industry, because that's the industry we serve. And so consequently, we've tried to acquire as good a talent as we possibly can and develop the best products that we possibly can, and deliver and support them in such a way that they bring value to producers and veterinarians, which are our served industry.
All right. Thank you very much, Dale.
All right.